Wednesday, November 25th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The White House turkeys, corn, and cob came from Iowa this year. We'll be going home for the holidays, pardoned from Thanksgiving dinner table by the president. Lucky ducks. The U.S. dollar is trying to hang on to support by digging in its fingernails. Crude oil is now trading new highs from since the spring low. Folks are traveling, even when being told not to by the CDC, and that should only improve with vaccinations. Gasoline has also climbed to a new high above the August high, while ethanol has not. Ethanol is trading a dime higher than unleaded. The ethanol corn basis here has widened another 2 cents to 8 cents under. That suggests that the immediate corn pipeline has gotten filled. First notice day for the December deliveries will be here before you know it. They're not giving as favorable an opportunity to roll December longs in corn forward as they did in soybeans, where November went premium to January, facilitating a great roll. Profit takers will be the best sellers in corn, and there will be new demand discovered on any significant breaks. I am still not ready to make any actual sales yet. The corn and soybeans in my bins are now worth something, so that despite less than stellar yields, 2020 crops should be profitable. I bought futures to cover my silage sales in August, and only one load of corn went to town as a moisture check at harvest. The rest is in the bin. There were rumors of some canceled sales by China because their ports are jammed. Really? They have corn and soybeans bought well below current prices here and far below their domestic prices. There may be some logistical issues, but they're not going to cancel on cheap grain and soy. They'll find a way to take it. While drought conditions in South America have been consistent with the La Nina, where the drought is most serious has not conformed as closely. Typically, Bahia in northeast Brazil sees serious drought, and they've gotten moisture. Typically, the Mato Grosso skates by a drought as they get more rain than they need, so a little less doesn't matter. This time, the Mato Grosso is the driest. They have sort of alternated between dry and rain regionally, so the crop is still there with enough to keep it going. South American growing regions are elongated north to south so that bulls can point to dryness and bears to rain somewhere along that stretch. The general pattern, however, is still very much La Nina, so somewhere is too dry. The soybean balance sheet suggests that U.S. supply will be drawn down to dust in the bins by next summer, and that prices will have to ration supply to keep the dust. The second corn crop in Brazil may be at most risk to La Nina as any crop down there. The late soybean harvest and drought would shrink both corn acres in yield. Our corn balance sheet is tightening, but it is not as tight as soybeans, and the market will need new evidence of robust Chinese corn purchases occurring to spur additional life in the market. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the cattle, feedlots expect higher cash cattle prices this week, but packers had not yet gotten in the holiday gift-giving mood as of this recording. Maybe later. Packers have continued to ratchet up the product market. The beef and cattle markets have not been very reflective of one another recently, or cattle would be trading sharply higher. December live cattle is trading the present, but 2021 contracts should not be tethered by anything but expectations of a pandemic post-vaccines. How quickly that vaccines can be administered and consumer confidence in eating inside steakhouses materializes is yet to be seen, but it will sure be near the top of my list of things to enjoy again after I get my shots. We have ordered a few takeout steaks over the summer as well as did our own grilling, but steak night out in winter is something consumers look forward to, or used to. Will consumer demand patterns come back when the virus goes? The story of cattle futures recently is that whenever the chart looks constructive, it fails. Whenever it looks poised to fail, it recovers. Follow-through has been lacking both ways. Recent beef export sales have been strong, outshining pork. A Beef Magazine article forecasts that China will surpass Japan as the number one destination for U.S. beef within 60 months, 2022. China's middle class has found access to U.S. beef, can afford it, and want it. In terms of number of consumers, there's a lot more Chinese than Japanese. Please have a safe and enjoyable Thanksgiving. The only thing good about having fewer here for in-person Thanksgiving dinner is that I'll have leftover turkey to eat for a while. I will be thinking about the hospital healthcare workers for whom this will be a holiday like no other, doing what they can to save lives with no day off in a pandemic. Thanksgiving a year or now can be enjoyed by all Americans. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.